The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. So have you ever thought about this? What will our resurrected bodies look like? What will we look like after we rise from the dead? Well, our new resurrected bodies will have more powers, not less powers, than these present bodies have. We will be like Jesus' resurrected body. As you can see in the gospel, Jesus could eat, but he didn't have to eat. And if he didn't eat, he wouldn't starve. Jesus could walk, he could talk, he could be touched by others, but he could also walk through walls and move from one place to the other just by willing to do so. What we will be after death, what kind of bodies we will have, we do not fully comprehend, but we will have resurrected bodies. For example, will you and I look young or middle-aged or old? I went to high school in Lake Charles, St. Louis High School, and one of my buddies, his name was John Stevens. He was a great athlete. He threw the javelin, and he played basketball. At 24 years old, he died of a massive heart attack. I wonder what John looks like right now. I can't ever imagine John Stevens aging more than 24 years old, while the rest of our class is aging. So what will John Stevens look like? What will a two-year-old baby look like when the baby rises from the dead? Or what about a 7 or 10-year-old kid who dies? What will they look like? After Mass yesterday, somebody came up to me and said, "You know, no one will be older than 33 years old." And I said, "Why?" And they said, "Because that's when Jesus died." It's an interesting concept, but I don't know. Believe me, I can go back to my 30s. It would be great. I can party till 4 in the morning, take a shower, and go to work the next day, and I'd have no problem doing it. But we don't know what we will look like in our resurrected bodies. But though we don't have clear answers to our questions about our resurrected bodies, we have an infallible guarantee from God that we, if we put our faith and trust in God, will rise from the dead. Our human nature will not be lost. On the contrary, our human nature will be perfected. But the bottom line right now is, guys, we walk by faith, not by sight. We've never seen a resurrected body. Now, to the skeptic who argues, you know what? Seeing is believing, and I don't see, so I'm not going to believe. You know what my reply would be? You have it backwards. Believing is seeing. If you believe, you will see what God has in store for you. Put your faith, put your trust in God, because God has wonderful things in store for you and in store for me.